In Tunisia, the tables have turned for one bookseller who was long constrained by censorship. Under the former dictatorship, many books were banned. Now she can sell whatever book she likes. But as NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, that freedom has also created a predicament that the bookseller never would have imagined.
I first met bookstore owner Selma Jabbas on January 14, 2011. She was out on the streets of Tunis with tens of thousands of other protesters demanding that President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali step down. No one knew then that his 23-year-long reign would end that very evening. When I spoke to Jabbas, she told me how difficult it was to run a bookstore under a dictatorship.
To import books from any country, we have to have a visa from the authorities. No books can be sold in our country if you don't have that visa. To have one book, we have to many times to wait months, and so many books are forbidden.
A year and a half later, Jabbas bookshop Al-Kitab is open and full of books and customers who browse titles in French and Arabic from around the world. But now Jabbas has a new problem. The wife of the now exiled dictator, Leila Trabelsi, will soon publish her memoirs called My Truth, and Jabbas is in a quandary over whether she should sell the book in her shop.
Because this person is is a very bad person that made so bad for Tunisia. How could we sell her book? It was really, really problematic for me. So what I did is we put on our page Facebook a debate with all our customers, asking them, what shall we do with this book?
Inside the bookshop, the mere mention of Leila Trabelsi gets customers riled up.
Comment on la voit, Leila Trabelsi?
She put her claws into Tunisia and thought the whole country belonged to her, says Amel Shahimi. Her family owned everything. You just can't imagine. While Shahimi talks, another customer interjects. She's a Dracula.
Elle était devenue la femme fatale.
At an outdoor cafe across the street, 66-year-old Mohamed Benour says there were those who thought Ben Ali might have gone the democratic route before Trabelsi got her hooks into him.
Ben Ali a répondu favorablement aux caprices.
The hopes of a whole generation were destroyed by this fickle woman, he says. Today, Tunisians joke about their ex-first lady, a former hairdresser 20 years younger than her husband. She is often called the Imelda Marcos of the Arab world. But it wasn't so funny when Trabelsi and her 10 corrupt brothers ran the country, says English literature professor Munir Khalifa.
At the end of Ben Ali's dictatorship, I think there was more animosity and hatred towards her and her family and her clan than towards Ben Ali.
Back in her third-floor office above the Al-Kitab bookstore, Jabbas looks out over the avenue where she protested a year and a half ago. She says the Facebook debate lasted a month before she made her decision about Leila Trabelsi's book.
I don't have the right to censure. But in a bookshop, we have a selection of books. We select titles for our customers.
So Jabbas says she won't put Trabelsi's book in her display window or even on her shelves, but customers will be able to order it. Another reason Jabbas says she'll make it available, she wouldn't feel right denying her customers a book she plans to read herself. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News.